going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've heard the old saying, everyone deserves a second chance, or perhaps America is the land of second chances. Those words are particularly true for returning citizens. And tonight, we'll hear stories about them and the organization that has helped steer them to a better life after incarceration. My guests tonight are Paula Thompson, Executive Director of Voices for a Second Chance, and Brian Jones, a returning citizen with the organization. If you have a comment or a question, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Paula, Brian, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But before I even get started, let's talk about why we're even talking about this. Voices for a Second Chance is 50 years old.
Yes.
That's a really big deal. Talk to me a little bit about what has happened over these past 50 years with this organization. How did it get started, Paula? And talk to me about the evolution of it.
Sure. Voices was established in 1969 by a group of volunteers where they went into the D.C. jail and they helped direct family members who were trying to locate their family members. And they were in this, what they called then the visiting line. And so from there, they would just help them kind of navigate through the process to try to find out where their loved one was located in the facility. And from there, it grew from, you know, well, what happens to their property? Can you help me with that? What happens if I need to call them? You know, if they had any question that they had, they just tried to direct them and support them in that way. And so that was the early evolution of Voices, and over the many decades, we've sort of supported and we've changed and innovated in accordance with the needs of our clients, and our clients' needs have continue to change over the years and continue to be more and more complex, and so we have switched from just only serving our citizens inside of the D.C. jail facilities with just property requests or identifying or locating them for their family members or their attorneys to providing case management and counseling and extending those same services to their family members.
Brian, you were behind bars incarcerated for 3.5 years. Why?
So, unfortunately, I committed a robbery. Due to heroin use, have been an addict for about 9 years. I've been sober for 4.5 now.
Congratulations.
Of course. Thank you. I take it very seriously. So that's why I went behind bars.
What happened when you were incarcerated? What was going on with you then?
Well, first of all, it was withdrawals. I had no hope. I was lost. I just was so depressed. Suicide was a thought at one point. I disappointed myself, disappointed my family, and mainly just I was a horrible person at the time. You know what I mean? So, in jail, it was a wide-eye awakening to where I decided I need a plan and I need to change.
When you got out, how did you get connected with Voices for a Second Chance?
So I needed my birth certificate and my Social Security card first coming upon release. And being in Hope Village, they couldn't help me. So they referred me to Voices for a Second Chance, the program director over there, Miss Margot, she looked out for me. She took care of me. Since then, they have been nonstop supportive, giving me a helping hand and just guiding me on the right path to do what I want to do, which is help people.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing now?
Right now, I work for Us Helping Us. It is right off Georgia Avenue, free HIV and STD screenings. I'm a community health worker. We make sure that black MSM and black trans and Latinos, as well as heterosexuals, we do not discriminate, but that is a target demographic because of the epidemic right now.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about 50 years of Voices for a Second Chance. It is an organization that helps returning citizens get back on their feet and on to the straight and narrow. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Paula, is Brian's story typical?
Yes. Yes and no. You know, we don't have a broad stroke formula to what we do. And I think that's what makes us so effective. And I would say success, because we're successful for us is measured. So we get folks coming in the door with so many different, traumatic experiences at the time and a sense of hopelessness. And so we meet them where they are. And I think that's the most important part. And we take a comprehensive approach. And I think most importantly, what we do is we come from a compassionate place. We first start with love and care and non-judgment. And then we sit down with them and talk about what it is you want to do. How do you want to change? What direction? And how can we empower and support you? Because they all have it in them to do it.
Brian, talk to me about when you look at where you are now compared to where things were when you were first released. Talk to me a little bit about that transition.
When I was first released, I was still terrified. 3 years is a long time, man. The city has changed dramatically. Gentrification is real. I sat on a bench one day and I just cried because I didn't know where, like, I was anymore, you know? But from where I'm at now to back then, when I first got out, I didn't have anything. But what I did have, I had hope now and I had a plan. And now I am living my best life. Seriously, I'm like living my best life. Got good friends, got good family, and just making the best out of it. And that's why with my story, I really love the nonprofit field. And Voices for a Second Chance helped me with that, to want to help people. It's in my nature. I found my calling, and it was thanks to them. So
when you speak about finding your calling, was there kind of an aha moment when you were moving through this process with Voices for a Second Chance? Was there after you first made contact with them, what was it that turned it around for you?
Them giving me a second chance. They showed love, compassion. They told me that I can do it. They gave me multiple encouragements. And they held my hand along the way. That my aha moment was when I was completely, basically honest with everything, first time in my life probably, and broke down and told them what is going on. I need help. You know what I mean? Don't be scared to ask for help. That's what I've learned. Don't be scared.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about 50 years of Voices for a Second Chance, an organization here in the D.C. Metro, which is working with returning citizens, helping to make sure that they stay on the straight and narrow. Richard, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Richard. What's on your mind?
Hi. Glad to be a part of this topic. I've been doing prison ministry for the past 15 years, and I started down in Virginia Beach, and I've always wanted to get involved with an outreach program that reached out to the community after residents get out of incarceration. So you have to have a passion for this particular field. You have to want to do it, and I really commend this here organization, Voices for a Second Chance. It's outstanding to be able to let them know that there's somebody out there who believe in them. So really didn't have a question, but wanted to make a comment, and maybe I can get some information regarding this particular organization to see if I may be able to support.
Sure. Yes, please. You can visit our website at www.vscdc.org.
One more time.
It's www.vscdc.org is the website. Or you could call our office at 202-544-2131, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
And Richard, of course, that information will be on our website on whur.com after 8:30, along with the podcast of this discussion. So thank you so much for calling. And we will be taking more phone calls in just a bit. We're going to be taking a break in just a few moments, but we want to remind you, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And if you are on the line right now, please do not hang up. We will be taking your phone calls, as always, even after 7:30 on Sirius XM Channel 141. We're going to get into more of this conversation about what Voices for a Second Chance is doing for the returning citizens in the D.C. Metro, not to mention what may be happening during the next 50 years. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR, but this conversation will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Of the year, food, family, and friends. Yeah, I'm talking about Thanksgiving. This is Allison Seymour inviting you to join 96.3 WHUR Tuesday, November 19th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for Food to Feed. This year, we're crisscrossing the DMV to take your donations, but you can still donate online. Call the SunTrust phone bank or stop by our studios at 529 Bryant Street Northwest. Let's combat hunger together. For details, head on over to WHUR.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are hearing stories about returning citizens and the organization that has helped steer them to a better life after incarceration. My guests are Paula Thompson, Executive Director of Voices for a Second Chance, and joining us now, Dietrich Trent. He is a returning citizen with Voices for a Second Chance. If you have a comment or a question, lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before we hear from Dietrich, let's go back to the phone lines. Gina, calling from Maryland. Gina, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how, first of all, I'm a returning citizen as well. I've been home for almost 7 years now. And in coming home, I encountered much of what the gentleman was talking about, and I have recently developed a program for this very thing, and I'm wondering how I go to Voices for a Second Chance and offer some assistance or just let them know how to help. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, I would encourage you to call our office and at 202-544-2131. And I would direct you to our program director, Margot Kirkland. Okay.
Margot Kirkland?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, Gina, this information, the phone number and the website will be posted on our website on WHUR.com after 8:30 tonight. So if you don't have access to a pen and paper at the moment, you can find it on our website in about an hour or so.
Great. So I just want to encourage the listeners that are coming home that it's work to be done, but it is doable. And there is hope, like the brother was sharing.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Donna, calling from Baltimore. Donna, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Donna, are you there? Give us a call back if you can. Dietrich, let's talk about your situation. You were incarcerated as well. You served 26 years behind bars. Why were you in?
I was in for assault with attempted murder. And unfortunately, I still regret that to this day for the crime that I committed. And every day I'm working to be a better man behind that. You know, I know that it's a lot of people who be like, still feel that I didn't do enough as far as my charge. But I know at the end of the day, I'll try to be a voice for my community and show them that wasn't who I was. I just made a mistake at a young age. I went to jail at 16 years old, right? So I was still a kid. Actually, I was 3 days after my birthday. I turned like 16 and I went to jail. And I ain't come home until I was 40 years old, right? So I spent my time in prison learning how to become a man and still had a mind of a child. So, and I just, you know, that's one day in my life I always regret. And, you know, but at the end of the day, I don't let it make me who I am today because I know I'm out here with a purpose now, and I'm doing good things out here in this community.
And that's the other piece about this. How much do you believe Voices for a Second Chance is responsible for helping you find that purpose?
It's funny you say that, and that's a good question because they was actually the first organization that placed their hands on me because when I came out here, like I said, I've been gone. You know, I didn't know nothing. I was like a baby coming back out here. And so I seen their pamphlet and I said, Voices of a Second Chance. And I said, well, okay, I needed a second chance. Mm-hmm. And so when they got me, I was raw. And Ms. Paula, tell you, I had trust issues. I didn't trust nobody because I didn't know no one. So she sat down and told me it's going to be all right. Just trust us and listen. And she said, she didn't ask me, what do I need? She said, let's not worry about what you need. Just let it out. Because mm-hmm. she seen it in my eyes that I had something to store and she knew that I had trust issues. So, and I think that if it wasn't for Voices of a Second Chance, really the first organization that put their hands on me, I don't think that my transition would have been as smooth as it was. And I ain't saying that because Ms. Paula's sitting right here, even though I love her. Mm-hmm. But I'm serious about that because, you know, trust is a big issue. Coming home from someone that been gone since they were 16 years old and 40 years old. Mm-hmm. So it was a big issue. And it was a big thing that she was there for me and to calm me down and say, look, it's going to be all right. You know, leave all that in the past. It's a new journey now. Let's go from now. It's over. Mm-hmm. Let's start your life over. And this is your second chance now.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Robert, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, I'm calling from the Maryland area.
Uh-huh.
I just come home myself. I've been gone for 25 years. And I cannot get no help out here. I had to travel all the way to Baltimore, Maryland to get help. And I called everywhere trying to get help in Maryland, and no one to help me. They tell me, "Oh, we'll hook you up with a mentor. That's about the most we could do." I said, "Mentor? I need some housing. I need food. I need money. You know, I need some help to get around. I've been gone for 25 years. When I left, no, there was no cell phones, no computers, no, you know, all this new stuff that's out here. And, you know, and in the, when you're in the prison system, when you say, like, when you want to learn computers, you know, you can only take a computer class, like, one time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you're about to hit the door, you know, within, like, a few months or 90 days, they don't let you even retake the computer classes over again. So you'd be dumbfounded coming back out as far as with the computers if you had took it earlier in your bit.
Well, let me see, Robert, what Paula has to say, you know, about your situation. Is it possible, because he seems as if he has a situation very, very similar to Dietrich's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're not in Maryland. We are in D.C., but we're happy to extend help to you if you come to our office, and I'll give you that number, and that is 202-544-21.
I'm sorry, do you have something to write with?
Yeah, let me get it.
And Robert, let me ask you, do you have access to a computer now?
Yeah, somewhat. He said the number's 202 what?
544-2131. 202-544-2131. 3-1, and he can call first thing in the morning?
Yes.
Yeah, Dietrich.
Yeah.
How you doing, Robert? This is Dietrich, man. Congratulations on your return home. I want to tell you that you could go to any local churches and any, actually any Salvation Armies, any of them organizations, and they will help them. You explain your story to them and let them know what help it is, and because you're not going to always run to the first person or the first organization that going to help you, but sometimes other organizations can help bridge the gap for you. So just don't give up, man. And just, like she's, like Ms. Paula said, reach out to her, and I know she's going to do her due diligence trying to help you, brother.
Okay.
And I sure appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to, like I said, I just come home in months, and
wow, okay.
Now, you know, I've been scared to come. I've been scared to leave the prison I've been gone for so long, you know, but When I done got out here, so, you know, I need a place to live. Thank God that my mother's still around to help me out as far as letting me have a place to live.
Well, can you call that number first thing tomorrow morning?
Sure.
Yeah, give him a call first thing tomorrow morning, and I believe that may be the best phone call that you will make probably since you've been out, short of reaching out to your mother. So thank you so much, and good luck to you, Robert. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Paula, talk to me about the kind of differences, because we've had Brian, who was only incarcerated for 3.5 years. We had Dietrich, who has been, you know, out after, Jesus, more than a quarter century.
Yeah.
Is the work to help get them on their feet different because of the time, or does it vary from individual to individual?
It varies from individual to individual because, you know, as Brian said himself, he was broken in a lot of ways. And so we had to help him, I don't want to say put back together, but kind of reset him. So I think it depends on the individual, and that's why it's very important, and I continue to emphasize that our work is really individually centered, and it's based on what your need is. When Dietrich came in, he went in as a child, and so in some ways he was coming home as that child. He had lived through and survived, and we talked about that. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of strength to survive what he went through being away, and he returned home to a city that he didn't even recognize, and oftentimes didn't feel make him feel welcome. And so, you know, coming home with that kind of emotional baggage is a lot. And the requirement is to get housing and to get employment. But first, let's talk about that pain and that trauma and that experience that you've been through. And how can we help unpack that so that you can get on the path that you need to go? Because he's an intelligent man, as you see. And so he just needed a reset as well. So everyone's reset is differently. And what we do is we look at the individual and assess where they are, what they need, and then support them in securing that path.
Was there a point, Dietrich, for you, and I asked Brian the same question, was there a point for you where you felt a shift after, in your life, in your spirit, after working with Voices for a Second Chance? Obviously not in the beginning, because you said you had trust issues and probably a whole lot of other things. But do you remember when it was, whether you woke up one morning and things were different, or something that happened when you were there, or something else that said that things are never going to be the way they were?
Okay, so actually it was the first day.
Okay.
You know, it was. Even though I had trust issues, and I got to say, Miss Paula, she's an amazing woman, because she understood I had trust issues. She seen the trauma. She knew I was suffering from trauma going in as a kid. And so she knew that was the first barrier that she had to break for me to be able to, like she said, anything, any service that she could have given me. But she knew it wouldn't have been no good if she didn't help me heal from the trauma for me being gone for so long. And actually, when I went back to, I was housed in Hope Village as well, and actually, when I went back, I said, this is it. You know, this is it. And it gave me a sense of purpose, and I've been off the running, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm still running, you know, and the marathon continues, for real.
It's true.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more of this conversation about Voices for a Second Chance and how it is changing lives. And lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about Voices for a Second Chance and helping returning citizens. The organization is 50 years old this year. Dietrich, You talked about your journey. What are you doing now?
Actually, I work for D.C. Re-Engagement Center on 142nd Street Northeast. We're at the old 6D police station with the ones office at. And what D.C. Re-Engagement Center do, we work with kids, D.C. clients between the age of 16 to 24 years old, to get them back on track. They dropped out of high school. That's facing barriers in life, reason why they didn't finish school, or incarceration is one of the barriers. They need a daycare voucher. That's why they got a child. That's why they can't go back to school. So what we do at D.C. Re-Engagement Center, my amazing team, I got to shout them out, Ms. Dana, Rob, Veronica, Diaz, and Brian. With the work we do, we help these D.C. youth to get them back on track. And this is some passionate work. And all this started from because my conversation with Miss Paula, and I said, this is my passion. I got to help somebody, because she helped me. So let me pass on this blessing that she gave me. And then by a blessing, I work with one of the amazing teams in D.C., with D.C. Re-Engagement Center. And we out here getting people back on track.
When you talk to some of these young people, do you tell them your story?
Yes.
And how do they react to that?
Because a lot of them, one of the first thing, I identify with them, right? And on so many levels. And they know, that's the first thing I let them know, that I'm not ashamed of my story, because I never know who I might help by telling my story. So I let them know that I am a testimony of a second chance. But you probably don't need a second chance if you just do the right thing. Mm-hmm. So look at me. Use me as a blueprint of what not to do, but now to follow now. And see what I'm doing, the amazing work that I'm doing. So I always tell every kid I can come to, man, that not to say you don't want to have a second chance. You know, ain't nothing wrong with having a second chance, but let's not have a second chance by going through the prison systems. Let's, man, do what's right and be an advocate of the people that need a second chance. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah, so I always tell all the kids about my story. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to continue telling everybody about my story because I have a lot of brothers that's in right now that's trying to get out right now off the new bill, off this IRA bill that D.C. Council have passed. And I'm so happy because a lot of them brothers are suffering in there and they need to get out on this bill. And because a lot of them been gone since they were 16 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of them, it's time, you know, to see what y'all going to do now. And I think a lot of them coming out here doing amazing things out here right now. And I want to be their voice as well.
Paula, what is your story as it relates to Voices for a Second Chance? And why have you been so passionate about this organization in this process for the past 7 years?
Well, this is an issue that's important to me. First of all, it impacts my community. I'm African-American. It impacts African-Americans at unparalleled numbers. I see the pain on the being. I feel like I'm on the front lines of it, so I see the pain that our folks are experiencing. You know, I come from a family of service was first, you know, education, but education coupled with service. So that is sort of my path. It's always been my path. And this is something that I'm passionate about. I want to be a part of changing it from the ground up. And I want to do it hand in hand with the very folks that we serve.
What is the thing that has surprised you most about the work that you're doing here?
That the stigma, but also the bias that returning citizens face when they come home. Like they have completed their time, but they are still being criminalized. You know, there with any opportunities that they seek, that there's discrimination at the first encounter, and that when we say that we want that the society and community is for all, it really isn't. And it's done in so many different ways, from policies that impact housing and impact education, and it kind of hinders them from being able to take advantage of that. And so I think that there's so much work to be done in this space, but I think that it's something that we all have to be a part of.
One of the things we really haven't talked about in this conversation is you got a party coming up.
Yes, we do.
Celebrating the 50 years, yes, of Voices for a Second Chance. Talk to me about that celebration, the gala.
Sure, we are excited. You know, Voices, we would love to go out of business because if no one was being incarcerated, we wouldn't be around to help them in their transition. But so be it. And the fact that we are here to help them when they come home, we are just celebrating the success and actually the privilege to be able to serve. And we've been doing it for 50 years. We're going to have a gala on Tuesday, October the 29th. It's being held at the Marriott Wardman in Woodley Park. And we are honoring two of Howard's own, Dr. Bahia Muhammad and Nick Cannon. Because they have done tremendous work, just locally as well as nationally, but the work that they're doing in the district inside the D.C. jail and being advocates across the nation with really elevating the circumstances regarding what our folks are going through in the system and when they come home, as well as their families, because often families and children are forgotten because they're doing the time as well when their loved one is away. And so we're honoring the two of them, as well as Congressman David Trone, who has been in his corporate life as being the founder and owner of Total Wine and More, has been a leader and outspoken about employing returning citizens and giving them the opportunity and within his company and really leading that charge on the corporate front. And in his political life on the congressional side, he has been a voice there with really trying to, you know, introduce policies that will be beneficial to returning citizens when they come home as well. So we want to honor all three of them.
Dietrich, what do you want people to know about this organization since it has helped you change your life?
Good question. I want them to know that Voices of a Second Chance is real and it's no gimmick, that they are really about their customer first. It's not about the organization. They put their people first. And whatever it is that you need, they going to make sure that you get it. If they can't get it, they going to try to find someone else who can help you with it. And I just want to let them know that I want to thank them for, you know, for all that y'all done for me, Miss Paula and Miss Margaret.
You're welcome.
And happy birthday. Not to say that you...
Well, thank you.
50 years, Paula. You don't look a day over 41. That's right. There you go. Paula, I will let you have the last word.
Sure. I really just want folks, not only I want you to come out and celebrate the 50 years with us, but it's the day after the 50-year celebration is the fact that we still need support. Our clients need support. We can't do the work to support them if we don't have the support from the community. And really, really charge everyone to get involved. You know, returning citizens are our neighbors. They are our community, and that's how they should be viewed, and that's how we should view the work that we all should be doing.
I think that's a great way to end this conversation. Paula Thompson, Dietrich Trent, and Brian Jones, again, congratulations to you all, and thank you so much for coming and talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141, for this Thursday, October 24th. I'm Harold Fisher. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.